Be'ezus Shem Mizbohu begin Perek Shisha, the sixth chapter in the Lamas Hilchas Chobetz HaMatzvah in the Sefer Zman Book of Designated Times, which in this parak we discuss the halacha of eating matzah. A drumming of the halacha alf regarding this mitzvah of eating matzah, the focus when eating the matzah. Mitzvah is in the Torah. There's a positive commandment from the Torah, Lecho Matzah B'Leil Chamisha Asa, to eat matzah on the night of the 15th of Nisan. Shemek says in the pasuk, Be'erev Teichel Matzahs, in the evening you should eat matzahs. That's B'chol Makom, in all places, B'chol Zman, in all times. And the eating of this matzah is not dependent on the carbon Pesach, even though there is a pasuk, the pasuk together. This is an independent mitzvah, like we quoted before. Its mitzvah is the entire night. But regarding the rest of the Yom Tov Pesach, it's optional to eat matzah. Rotzah, he wants to eichel matzah, he could eat matzah. Rotzah, he wants to eichel oriz, he could eat rice, or deichen, or millet, or klois, or roasted grain, or pears, or fruits. But only on the night of the 15th of Nisan, it's an obligation. But once he eats an olive size of matzah, he has fulfilled his obligation. Halacha base. Bala matzah, if he swallows matzah, yotz has fulfilled his obligation. Ultimately, he ate it. Bala mor, if he swallows the mor, lo yotz has not fulfilled his obligation, because you have to taste the bitterness in his mouth to have the recollection of the yamoris chayim, that their life were bitter. And swallowing, you don't taste the taste of the bitterness. If someone swallows matzah mar together as one, so yidei matzah yotze, the obligation of matzah is fulfilled. Yidei mar, like we said, when you swallow, lo yotze, you have not fulfilled the obligation. And it does not make it problematic for the matzah either, because shamar ketfei la matzah, because the mar, the bitter herbs, are like secondary for the matzah, and therefore it's not in the way between the matzah and his mouth, and even though the mar might be there in between, he'll still fulfill his obligation of the matzah. But if you wrap the matzah that you're swallowing in bast from the palm tree where it grows in it, like a capsule, or some type of thing, you'll belong, you swallow it, then in such a situation, even matzah won't enough of his obligation, because since it's not a type of food, that would be a chatzitza. Halacha gimel. Halacha matzah b'lo kavanah. If someone ate matzah without focus, without intent, let's say, or Gentiles or bandits forced him to eat it, that's the chavasah, his obligation, ultimately ate it. Now, ochel gezayis matzah, however, if he ate an olive size of matzah with nichba, and he was in a stage of epilepsy, be'eshet tusin is when he's deranged mentally, v'achach nisrap, and then he gets healed, chayiv lecha achash nisrap, he would have to eat after he gets healed, because lafisha isa achila ha'isa b'shosha yipata mekal mitzvah, because that eating that he ate was at a time when he was exempt from all mitzvah, because he was like a shaita, and a shaita, someone in the mental range, he's exempt from mitzvah, so therefore that would not fulfill his obligation. Halacha doubt regarding the stringency of matzah and regarding the baking of the matzah. A person does not fulfill his obligation of eating a matzah, unless he eats it from one of the five types of species of grain. Shlomik says in the pasuk in the bottom, you should not eat on Pesach chametz. 7 days you should eat on matzah. So it's comparing chametz and matzah to tell you dvar ma'bom lechim. It's only things that could come to fermentation in machol matzah. Then if you eat it unfermented, yotze ben yidei chavasi, you fulfill the obligation. But other things, including oiris, rice, v'doich, and millet, kidneys, and legumes, you cannot fulfill your obligation of making matzah out of it, because it doesn't turn into fermentation, and therefore cannot be used as matzah either. Halacha hey, if someone makes a dough, a combination of wheat, which is good, but a oiris has rice in it also, which would not fulfill obligation. As long as a mishba, tam dogin, as long as there's a taste of grain, yitzim dechavase, it fulfills obligation of matzah. Isis haklov, the dough that's made for the dogs. Bizman shodoyin oichemen, at a time when the shepherds, they'll eat and snack from that dough, yitzibah yidechavasa, you fulfill your obligation with it. But einaroyim oichemen, but if the shepherds won't eat from it, such a bad dough, then ein yitzibah, you cannot fulfill your obligation. The reason for that is simply, shenzu mishamedes l'shematzik, it's not going to be guarded for the purpose of matzah, because people are not going to eat from it. If the shepherd would eat it, they will safeguard it. So that's the reason why it would be invalidated, because you have to have shmur matzah, it has to be safeguarded for the purposes of matzah. Matzah shalosha b'mei pedis. Regarding matzah that was kneaded with fruit juices, yotzei b'yidei chavas v'pesach, have fulfilled obligation on Pesach. Aval ein lashon oisah, but you cannot knead it b'yayin, with wine, b'shem, the oil, or dvash, or honey, or chalav, or milk, shum lechem oini, because it's not going to be the poor man's bread, like we explained this in Perek Hei Halacha Chav, in the previous perek, because it's enriched, and has to be poor, it has to be only the water and the flour. V'imlash v'achal. Now, if he did knead and he ate it, like that, yotzei chavas, he's not fulfilled the obligation of matzah for the Seder night. Ein yotzin, so to one does not fill his obligation, libepas mursin, not with bran bread, libepas subin, not bread made out of coarse bran. Avalash v'sakemach v'subin shaloi v'b'msanei. But what you could do is, you could make whole wheat matzah, you could knead the dough, with its flour with its bran, and what is coarse bran, but you say, oh, pass, you can make a bread, but you can fill the obligation of matzah like that. but you can't just make it out of bran itself. Also, it's very refined flour. It's also going to be permitted for matzah. You fill the obligation of Pesach. In other words, but you don't say on regarding it in the lechem, it's not a poor man's bread because it's such fine flour. No, that will qualify as long as it's just water and flour. Echad matzah shenefes betaner. Whether it's matzah that was baked in the oven or in a frying pan, whether you attach the dough to the frying pan, and then you heat it up, or whether you first heat it up and then you attach the dough, even if you baked it on the ground, like a hole in the ground. Either one of these cases that will fulfill your obligation of making matzah. Even if it wasn't fully baked, you fill the obligation. As long as you're not going to have strings of dough pulling away from it, so when you crack it, it can't be that raw. You could fulfill it with the matzah loaves that are soaked, as long as it wasn't dissolved. But regarding matzah that was cooked, that won't fulfill the obligation of matzah for the Seder night by eating it. Because it doesn't have the taste of bread once you cook it. Halacha Zayin continues regarding prohibited matzah. A person does not fulfill his obligation eating matzah which is forbidden to him. Let's say he ate from the grain which is untithed, and he made matzah out of it, which is forbidden. You can't eat untithed produce. Or the first tithe, which is given to the Levi, which he didn't separate Trumas Maaser, so that has to be given the tenth from that tenth to the Kohen, which is also forbidden. Or he stole it. The rule is like this. Whatever you, after you ate it, you would make Berachas Mazon, you would bench. So that means it's something that it's permitted. You fulfill the obligation. Whatever you not make Berachas Mazon because it's a forbidden thing, and that would be blasphemy. I wouldn't be blessing God by blessing him for that type of food. And then you would not fulfill the obligation of a matzah either from that type of a matzah. Now, hakahanim, they can fulfill the obligation of matzah if they take challah dough, which is the portion that they got from Yisrael, b'truma, or from the truma, meaning although it's not matzah that's fit for every single person because none can and not eat it, but it's considered kosher for the kohen. You could fill the obligation of matzah from the second tithe in Yerushalayim, which the second tithe has to be brought up in Eden in Yerushalayim, but you cannot fill the obligation with matzah of bikurim, which is the seven types of things that Eretz Yisrael is praised with, and that there includes wheat and barley over there. And you make matzah out of it, you cannot fill your obligation with the matzah bikurim. I fill it with shalom yishalayim. The reason for that is because bikurim cannot be eaten in all settlements. Meister Sheni, what's with that? Yeah, Meister Sheni has to be eaten in Yerushalayim also. It can't be eaten in all settlements. Yeah, but efshe sheyipadim, but it could be redeemed. And then it could be eaten wherever. If you redeem it, and then you just take up the money to Yerushalayim, then the actual the grain could be eaten anywhere. And so therefore, that's what it has over bikurim. And B'chasav, it says in Shemais, B'chol Meshveseichem Techel Matzahs, in all your settlements, you should eat matzahs. Matzah Re'uy L'hocha B'chol HaMashabah, it's the only matzah that's fit to be eaten in all your settlements. Hu She'etzim B'yideichah, with that you can fulfill your obligation, which Meister Sheni is included in that as we described, versus Bikurim cannot be redeemed, it can only be eaten in Yerushalayim, and therefore that's excluded from the ability of being eaten for that of matzah. And look at this, regarding Chalas Taida, the Thanksgiving offering has certain breads, matzahs that are brought with it. Or the kriki nazir, so to the nazir, when he also finishes his procedure, he has to bring wafers also that are matzah. So if a person has these things, sha'asu oisim la'asim, that he made for himself, because he, let's say, survived a voyage over the sea, so he's bringing a karmataydo, or he was a nazir and he's bringing these rikikim, so then ein yetzim, you cannot fulfill the obligation of matzah on the Seder with those matzahs. Shemaka says in the pasuk, "Ushmart masah matzah, you should safeguard the matzahs," which is a matzah hamishtamedes leini matzah bolvad. Has to be the matzah that's safeguarded only for the purpose of being matzah for the Seder night. Who sheyetzim, then you can fulfill the obligation. Avazub, but this mishtamedes leini azedach is being safeguarded for the purpose of being the carbon of the toido the nazar. Therefore, that's not valid. Now, the masod limka b'shuk, but let's say you made these matzahs to sell in the street, in the marketplace, because you know people that come from overseas, they have to bring a carbon toido, or there's a lot of nazirim. Then you could use those matzahs that you were trying to sell for your obligation for the Seder night. Why? Whoever makes to sell in the marketplace, Daite's intention is, Shem lo yimach, if he's not going to sell, sometimes there's not enough people to go around, and he's going to eat them. When Nimtz comes out, when he made it, he's actually safeguarding the purpose of matzah for himself, and therefore, it is going to be valid. Halacha Yud continues regarding the obligation of eating matzah, and also how that pertains to before eating it and after eating it. Hakol chayev mechilas matzah. Everyone is obligated in eating matzah. Afal noshim v'avodim, even women or slaves. Now, katan sheyachol echal pas, a child that could eat bread. Machantchon is a mitzvah. We train him and inaugurate him regarding the mitzvahs. Mechilas because as matzah, we have him eat an olive size of matzah. a chayla sick person, a zakan or old elderly person, they cannot eat. They soak the wafer of the matzah in water and they give them to eat. But who has long shleini mocha, as long as it wasn't dissolved? Because then we said that's not a fulfillment of an obligation. From rabbinic law, we don't have anything to eat after the matzah at all. And even some types of light desserts like roasted grains or nuts and similar things are forbidden. Rather, even if a person already ate matzah, and then he eats some other types of foods, or potatoes or fruits or grains and similar types of things, then you would have to go ahead and eat another alpha size of matzah after that and then stop, which is what we have, what we call the afikamen. The sages said it's forbidden to eat matzah on the afternoon before Pesach, on the 14th of Nisan, because there should be some type of recognition for this eating of it specifically in the evening, which is special matzah of the Seder night. Whoever is eating matzah on Erev Pesach, we give him the lashes of rebellion until his soul leaves him, until he stops eating it. So it's in general forbidden to eat at Erev Pesach before the time of Mincha Ketana came out a little bit around that time. So that he should come in to eat the matzah on the Seder night with an appetite. So you're not allowed to eat in general anything once it's already the afternoon. But he could eat a little bit of fruits, a little bit of vegetables. But he shouldn't fill his belly with those things, so he should have an appetite. Next, the earlier sages, they made even atzmon erev Pesach. They would fast themselves erev Pesach, so that they should eat the matzah with an appetite. The mitzvahs chavivas alav, that the mitzvah should be dear to them. Abashar erev Shabbos, but other erev Shabbos before Shabbos or erev Yom Tov, or before any other Yom Tov, a person can continue eating up until it gets dark. In contrast to Erev Pesach, where shouldn't be eating, and regarding matzah, is already from the whole afternoon, should not be eaten that whole day on Erev Pesach, matzah, so that there should be recognition that specifically only, balailahu, on the Seder night.